OBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2200. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Episode 2200. You know, I interview people for the show, and I release it every Wednesday. And I'll just simply say that the guests that I have, and when I make appearances on other people's shows, everyone is shocked by the number of episodes that we've created for No BS Job Search Advice Radio. After all, 2,200 episodes over more than 10 years. We're going to celebrate our 11th anniversary in November. It's incredible. And this is going to be a short show. I just want to release something today that is helpful to folks. And I hope you do find it helpful. I hope you share the episode and continue to subscribe for as long as your job search goes on. 5 days a week, usually. This week it was six, but normally 5 days a week I release content that's good anywhere in the world. And, you know, between this and jobsearchtv.com on YouTube, Amazon, Roku, Hero2Go, which is a new app that we now appear on, there's lots of different ways you can learn to job hunt more effectively, because job hunting doesn't have to be hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does. And with that, let's get going. Support for today's show comes from JobScan. JobScan is a site that's going to take a look at your resume, and you're going to copy and paste the job description into another field. It's going to make a comparison and give you a sense of how your resume matches up and makes recommendations for how to fix it. Again, use the link in the show notes. You'll get better results on each resume submission you make. And with that, we'll be back in one moment. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few things I can do to help you with your job search beyond simply being your coach. First of all, I've got a new book out called The Right Answers to Tough Interview Questions. It is like a cookbook with answers to tons of interview questions that you're going to be asked on interviews. And if you pair it up with my other new book, The Ultimate Job Interview Framework, they are a terrific pair of books to help you with interviewing. In addition, a new service where you can practice mock interviews. If you go to thebiggamehunter.us/mock, I've got a service there, very inexpensive, like $99, where we have mock interviews set up. I'm going to be adding more to it very soon, but you can record your answers to them, and then I can critique them and help you perform better on them. You probably have noticed my show notes are pretty thorough with products and services that can help you with your search. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Lastly, my website has a ton of great information. That's thebiggamehunter.us. Now, if you're not ready to go there and go through the blog, put the address in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Altman. So this way, when you're ready to go, you have a way of getting back to my website. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great! Who can see that you've set your status to open to work on LinkedIn? Great question. And I'll just simply say what you have the ability to do is set up LinkedIn so that everyone sees it, or only recruiters see that you're open to work. That's the fact of it. It's one or the other. You pick the one that you're willing to accept. It would sound like you'd only want recruiters to know that you're open to work because you're asking the question. You're obviously fearful. So it would seem like that's the best option for you.